This week's parasha is Parshas Lech Lecha, and in Parshas Lech Lecha we begin the exciting journey with Avraham Avinu full force. It's an action-packed parsha. It's Prakim Yud Beis through Yud Zayin. Perek Yud Beis tells us about Avraham's departure, or I should say arrival actually, in the land of Canaan, and then his departure from Canaan to Mitzrayim because of the famine in the land. Sarah is abducted and taken. Perek Yud Gimel informs us that after they leave Egypt full of wealth, Avraham and Lot have to split ways. Perek Yud Dalet is about the war of the four kings and the five kings, what I like to call the First World War. Perek Tesvav is the Brishbane of Besarim, the covenant between the pieces and the great prophecy that Avraham had about his descendants. Perek Tazai and Hagar is actually sent away for the first time. This is well before Yishmael is even conceived or born. And Perek Yud Zayin tells us about the Bris Milah, the covenant that God forged and enacted with Avraham Avinu. So that's obviously, you know, a parsha summary al regel aches, but just to give you an overview of how much happens in this week's parsha. And how does the parsha begin? This pasuk is always very meaningful to me. It's the first pasuk that I learned as a child in elementary school. Perek Yud Beis, pasuk alpha bereishis. Vayomer Hashem el Avram. And God said to Avram, Lech lecha, go for yourself, more accurately translated as go to yourself. May artzecha, from your land, umi molad, from your birthplace, from the home of your father, go to the land that I will show you. And I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great. You will be for a blessing. Those who bless you, I shall bless. Those who curse you, I shall curse. And all the families of the earth shall be blessed through you. So what did Avram do? God fearing Abraham, Dalad Vayelich Avram Kasher Diber Elav Hashem. Avram went like Hashem spoke to him. Vayelich Ito Lot, and Lot went with him. This is his orphan nephew who he takes under his wing, if you will. Avram ben Chamesh Shanim Vishivim Shana Betseso Micharan. And Avram was 75 years old when he left Charan. The Baal Turim points out that the gematria of Lechacha is 100. Lamed times 2 is 60. Chaf times 2 is 40. This equals 100 because Avram Lechacha began this journey at the age of 75 until his death at the age of 175, he walked after God. So Avram walked after God according to his command. Basar Nisyonus Nisnasa Avram Avinu Va'amad Bakulam for 100 years. Vayikach Avram et Sarai Ishto, and Sarah took, and Avram took Sarai his wife, and Lot his nephew, and all the possessions that they possessed, and the souls that they made in Charan. Vayetzu Lalechas Arza Canaan, Vayevo Arza Canaan. And they departed to go to the land of Canaan, and they came to the land of Canaan. Famous beautiful Rashi on Perek Yud Beis Pasukei. What does it mean, the souls that they made in Haran? Who makes souls? So Rashi gives two interpretations. The first is the Psha, the servants that they acquired. But the second is the Drashic interpretation as HaNefesh Asher Asu B'Haran. Rashi says, Eilu Sheichnisum Tachas Kanfei Hashchina. These are the souls that they brought the awareness of God into their lives. They brought these people under the wings of the Shechina, if you will. Avram Megayer Esa Anashim V'Sar Megayer Esa Anashim. So we know that everywhere that Avram and Sarah went, they spread the name of the Lord God throughout the world. Last pasuk of Peruch of Aleph. I actually want to give a Dvar Torah on the very first pasuk of the parsha, as we have been doing the past few weeks. First pasuk. Vayomer Hashem el Avram, and God says to Avram, Lech lecha. So there's a lot to say on the words Lechacha. We already quoted the Baal Turim, who points out it's the gematria of 100, because for 100 years Avraham Avinu walked after God. Another famous word on Lechacha is not go for yourself, but go to yourself. In this spiritual journey of being an Eved Hashem for the next 100 years, you will find yourself. And that's key in our Avodas Hashem. We must journey to ourselves to find where we are. Ayaka said Hashem to Adam Arishon. A person must say, where am I? Where am I holding? We must find and journey to ourselves. But I want to quote more specifically a very interesting Dvar Torah and lesson that I never saw before preparing for this year from the Sefer Short and Sweet on the Parsha, published by Feldheim, by Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Bregman. And he points out something extremely interesting. Vayomer Hashem el Avram. So one of the first words recorded in the Torah text that God said to Avraham, Avram, I should say, he's not Avraham yet, till Perek Yud Zayin. What are the first words in the Torah text that God said to Avram? Lech lecha. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Bregman, in his Short and Sweet in the Parsha, quotes Rabbeinu Bachya. Rabbeinu Bachya points out that the two words lech lecha can combine to form the word lichluch, Lamed chaf, lamed chaf. Lichluch. Lichluch in Lashon HaKodesh means dirt. D-I-R-T. Very interesting, says Rabbi Bregman. But what is the significance of combining lech lecha to read lichluch? Now we know shivim panim Torah. The Torah does not, the Sefer Torah doesn't have nekudos. The Sefer Torah does not have punctuation. There's always a pshat and a mesorah, and there's always a drash. What is the message in God saying to Avram something about lichluch? Dirt, my artzucha, my mavadetcha, my besavicha. So Rabbi Bregman writes as follows. A person often finds it difficult to grow spiritually when it requires distancing himself from that which is comfortable and familiar. And Avraham Avinu had to distance himself from everything comfortable and familiar. It is at these times that one must bear in mind, at all times, if Hashem commanded you to separate yourself from someone or from something, then it must be that influence is no good for you. It is nothing less than spiritual dirt and schmutz that will stain your neshama. So just like a person must stay away from physical germs, physical dangers, physical poison, physical dirt, because it can harm us physically, everything on the physical realm has a spiritual parallel, and we must stay away from harmful spiritual elements that will sully, that will dirty our very souls. Says Rabbi Bregman, this is the message that Hashem was conveying to Avram, that his land, Artzacha, his birthplace, Moladetcha, and his family, Mibes Avicha, we know his own father denounced him. Rashi, to right at the end of Parshas Noach, you could look up Rashi to Perikit al Pasachav Ches. Rashi tells us the story that Terach denounced him to Nimrod, who threw him into the fiery furnace, his own father. So his land, his birthplace, and his family influence were a corrosive influence, and they ran contrary to the future of his life work. Lichluch, you must leave the dirt in order to spiritually rise to the greatest heights that you can. And it's such a strong Mr. Haskell for us. We live in a very impure, tumadik, depraved, immoral society. And it's very easy for the Yetzer Hara to convince us to attach ourselves to elements that we should not be attached to. When we think of contemporary culture, whether it is Rahman al-Islam, something on the screen that we really shouldn't be watching, that's definitely contrary to Torah values. Something that we read, books, so explicit magazines we may look over. I'm not giving anybody Musar. Anyone who learns with me knows I teach myself first. And everyone has to ask themselves, this is the first command to the first patriarch of the Umay Yisraelis. If I want to be able to grow in Ruchnias and walk after God, Lechucha, walk after God, like Avram did for the next 100 years, Lichluch, you have to leave the spiritual impurity that sullies our soul. And it's a very relevant message, perhaps never more relevant than in the society in which we live, which is full of spiritual impurity. Says Rabbi Bregman, Avram Avinu should not feel bad in separating from his home and his past, because this was the lichluch, the dirt, that would sully his pristine character and his future growth. And therefore, with the message of lichluch, Hashem was attempting to give Avram an extra impetus to move away and to travel to the Holy Land, to travel to Canaan. This lesson of negative influence, says Rabbi Bregman, interestingly, he brings a beautiful vart that relates to this idea from Sefer Tehillim, Perek Yurchas, chapter 18, Psukim Chafav through Chaf Zayin. So the Pasuk says, the capital said, listen carefully, Im Chasid Tis Chasad, Im Gevar Tamim Titamam. What does this mean? With the devout, with the pious, you act with piousness. With the wholehearted, pure man, with the tamim, you act wholeheartedly. Im navar tisparar ve'im ikesh tispatal. With the pure, you act purely, and with the crooked, you act perversely. So what do these psukim mean? Im chasid tischasad. With the pious one, you, God, act piously. Im gavar tamim titamam. If a person is a person of tmimustik, purity, saintliness, simpleness, and God acts with purity and saintliness with them. Im navar tisparar. If a person is clear and pure, so God acts with them clear and pure. Im ikesh tispatal. If a person is crooked, then God will act with him perversely. The basic level of the pshat of these psukim is the way a person acts is how God acts with them. We have a principle of Chazal, b'midah she'adam moded, modedin lo. However you act, Hashem will act with you. So with a pious person, God acts with piousness, so to speak. With a person who is tamim, pure and wholehearted, God will act pure and wholehearted. With a person who is clear and pure, God will act clear and pure. With a person who is crooked, God will act crooked. Why? Because a person, so you bring it upon yourself. However, Rabbi Bregman gives a very beautiful homiletic interpretation of these psukim based on lichluch. Being around a person of a given character type will influence you to become that way. Therefore, now we're not talking about the Ribbono Shel Olam, we're talking about ourselves. Im chasid tis chasad. If you hang out with a pious person, if you surround yourself with chasidim, and it doesn't mean today what we understand, that means a pious person, then tis chasad, you'll become pious. Im gavar tamim, if you stick to, cling to, learn from, associate with a tamim man, you will become tamim, titamam. Im navar, if you stay with a person who's pure and clear, tisparar, you will become pure and clear. However, David HaMelech warns us, v'im ikesh, if you hang out with a crooked person, tispatal, rachmana letzlan, you too will become twisted and crooked. Again, Perek Yud Ches, psukim chafav through chafzai. Rabbi Bregman says, this is such a powerful lesson. Lech lecha, the first words that God said to Avraham Avinu remind us that if we want to spiritually grow, we must move away from the spiritual impurities, the lichluch, the dirt that sullies our soul. And in that way, Bezer Hashem, every step will be a step taken closer to God and upward in a maila of Avodas Hashem. I thank everyone for learning with me. I wish you a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos. Kol Tov.